You don't prepare in a battle, you prepare for the battle. You don't play away your preparation. It's a season. It will not always be there. You know, I've said this to people. If you rush out when you are not prepared, your generation will not forget you. They will note you and not forget that you are a mediocre. Any soldier that gets to the battlefield then start learning how to shoot a gun is a dead soldier. You are not in ministry to compete, you are in ministry to work. If you want to compete at all, the only person you should compete against is yourself.
Pastor Femi Lazarus has been commissioned to go raise God's end time army. Sit back and be blessed as a good soldier of Christ.
I commend you to God's grace. You do ministry well. To God and give him praise and say, Father, thank you. Oh, bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless the name of the Lord. Give him worship. Give him honor. Man dekasha brahabalia tekem brosite yasha. Man bekombro uvana man tikombra habali kasha. Men dekobra patika labia dekorun shimbro uvadishta. Bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Just bless him where you are. Honor him. Honor him. Bless him. Lift those voice to God. And bless him. Bless him. Bless him with your voice. Bless him with a new song. Bless him. We bless your name, Jesus. Mande kubra hakika. Legedun sibro ovenika shada batikoste. We bless you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you. We bless your holy name. We give you praise from the depth of our heart. We honor you. Our dear Father. Thank you. Oh, man shege bani antiki brumbo. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. We exalt. We lift our hands to you, Lord. We say you alone are worthy of all praise. You are worthy of all adoration. To it all, we praise you. We thank you, dear Father. There's none like you, Lord. None compared to you. None will ever match up with you. You are the only one who fit the description, God. Thank you. We bless you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, we just love you, Lord. Oh, our darling Savior. We love you. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, our darling Savior. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' powerful and mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Can I hear a big amen wherever you are? I hear by faith. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, this morning, I have something very powerful. Yes, something very powerful that I believe that we can, you know, all learn together at the feet of the Lord. I want to assure us all in the name of the Lord that the plague will soon be over. Amen. The plague will soon be over. All over the world right now. There's so much quietness everywhere. People contemplating what to do, not knowing what to do next. Businesses are crumbling. And people have to hide inside. But it will not last forever. Amen. And the Lord keeps giving us his word that the plague will end sooner than expected. Now, listen, we do not care whether it was humanly engineered or a biological issue. But one of the things we do know is that this plague has to end right now. Can I hear a big amen to that? Amen. It has to end when? Right now. Amen. The body of Christ all over the world are gathering. People are praying. Right, the devil would like to tell you, either through people or any other means, that if you are praying, you are wasting your time. You know, the devil wants to tell you that you ought not to be praying at this season. He wants to tell you, once you are praying, you're wasting your time. You are not doing the right thing. I've seen so much criticism and discrimination against the church. People saying that, you know, the government should be building more hospitals and churches should be relegated and so on. Alright? The Bible said a carnal man cannot understand the things of God, but they are spiritually discerned. Now let me say this to you. Our own weapon of warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of what stronghold. Alright, why do we switch to prayer in times like this? Because we know, alright, that everything that manifests in the spirit, in the physical, have its root in the spirit realm. So in the place of prayer, we go deep down to the root and we get things changed. Alright, life has a back end. Amen. Life has a what? A back end. That is, to everything you see, there is an action that is veiled from human eyes, that is power in it. Amen. So as we embrace prayer, we are going really to the back end and changing things back. Hallelujah. And guess what? Also in this season, are you aware that this is the season that most Christians have become more on their toes? Amen. I need to say this. And just like the parable of the sower, I call him the second sower, amen, that sowed good seeds on his field. The Bible said, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares amongst the wheat. Alright, but while the man woke up, the first question he asked is, who had done this? Alright, and the voice came to him that an enemy had done this. Alright, meaning that in the midst of situations like this, it is important we hold fast the revelation that our God is a good God. Amen. Our God is what? A good God. And God will not teach his children lessons with a plague or with death. However, it is important we also note that the enemy couldn't have done this without the permission of God. All right, that should be very clear. Amen. He couldn't have done this without the permission of God and the permission of man. Yeah. Alright, because for anything to operate in this realm, man, who is the legal occupant, has to give him a space. Either through carelessness or through any other means. Amen. But the good news is this. Each time the devil tries to bring something against the children of God, he ends up playing into the hands of God. Look at it too. The devil moved with people and they picked a stone and they stoned Stephen to death. Look up. And while they were stoning Stephen to death, the Bible said they picked their clothes and laid it at the feet of a man called Saul. Alright? As they were stoning Stephen to death, God took the anointing that was on Stephen and placed it on the man. So when it looks like God is losing a battle, he is losing the battle to win a war. Are you getting what I'm saying here? So while it looked like the church was defeated then, alright, God simply took the anointing on Stephen and then placed it on the man called Saul. Alright, another story from the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter number 12. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles, chapter number what? 12. Something powerful happened in that scripture. Herod stretched forth his hands to the church and picked one of the strong men there called James. And he was wondering, will the people complain? Will they not complain? Will they complain? Will they not complain? Alright, but something happened. Amen. As he stretched forth his hand and picked the man Saul, and the man James, the Bible said he killed him. And when he saw that it pleased the people, he went further to pick another man, a major man called Peter. Amen. Meaning that if you refuse to pray in the midst of a chaotic situation, the enemy will assume that you are pleased with it. And when the enemy assumes that you are pleased with it, what will he do? He will go further to bring something heavier. Let me ask you a very important question. Are you pleased with this? Alright, if you are not, then we can together, amen, hold hands in faith and resist the hands of the enemy. Glory to God. Can I hear a big amen to that? So we can say enough is enough. All right, another thing is this. Do you know that as Christians we can determine when the plague ends? We can. All right, we know we must know we have the power. Just like the citizens of a country have power to determine who rules over them. Yeah. Isaac told Esau, right, that I have placed the blessing on your younger brother, and upon him is the blessing. He said, but when you become discontented, you will break his yoke. All right, meaning that yokes have to bend when the church say we are tired. Hallelujah. In the next few minutes, wherever you are, both those listening to the radio platform and those who are connected here, we will lift up a voice of prayer and supplication and say, Father, thank you for being good. But we are announcing that we are tired of this plague. Thank you for being good. But we are announcing that we are tired of this plague. We are so tired. We ask, Lord, that speedily an end will come to this in the name of Jesus. Life will come back to all the street again. Businesses will be revived. Churches will be filled up in the name of Jesus. Just go ahead. Lift that voice and say it loud and clear. Matika shalabra kabonu kosha. Bromboko manikan de klonimatika. Legede bromboko sigra hadibetishta. Lord, we are tired. In the name of Jesus. We are tired. We are tired. In Jesus' name we are praying. Now hear me. Alright, the governing church is a church that will not be quiet in the midst of tribulation. The governing church is a speaking church. The governing church is a talking church. The governing church is a praying church. The church that will not say yes when they ought to be saying no. The governing church is a church whose voice has been empowered and amplified by the Spirit of the Lord. And we are the governing church. So as a governing church, the church of God is not a people. The church is ecclesia, a place of legislation where decrees are made. Hallelujah. So the church is gathering across different hallways all over the world. So as a people this morning, we'll arise and legislate and, you know, declare our sonship. Just like the Bible said in Romans 8 verse 19, that the earnest expectation of creation wait for the manifestation of the sons of God. Another translation says that the creation wait for the sons to declare their sonship. How do we declare sonship? Like A. Allen will say, we are here. And where light shines, darkness cannot prevail. Amen. So we'll declare our sonship this morning, that we are legislating in the spirit realm, saying all over the world, enough of the plague. It was said that in New York, at least every 17 minutes, one person dies. That is the ratio. I mean, that is not pleasant. Amen. This is so not the plan of God. So not his game plan. So we'll decree and declare, the Father will rise on this matter. And we are saying, enough is enough. Send help in the name of Jesus. Send help. We need your help. Send help. We are not helpless. We have you in the name of Jesus. We are not helpless. We have you. We are not helpless. We have you in the name of Jesus. Send help, O Lord. Send help. All over the world, as the people we are gathering to say, Lord, we need your help. Send help. Send help, Lord. As the people will cry, will pray, will wait on you, send help. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I hear a big amen? Alright, let me drop this prophetic word. Something that the Lord showed to me. Alright, listen. The Lord said to me that the plague on ground is like a wind. There are going to be a series of events while it is going on and a series of events after. But one of the major events that will characterize this season is that many leaders will be swept away, political leaders. There's going to be involuntary change of power all over the world. Amen. All right, mark that. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. I want to quickly teach on a subject this morning, a very important subject that says how to navigate through tribulations. How to navigate through tribulations. Amen. Navigating through tribulations. Hallelujah. So I will read a scripture from the book of Mark. from the book of Mark. Amen. Mark chapter number 4. Mark chapter number 4. Glory to God. Alright, so I will start the reading from verse 35. Mark chapter number 4, verse 35. Hallelujah. Mark 4, verse 35. Now, see this. And the same day, when the even was come, he said unto them, let us pass over unto the other side. And when he had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him, other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the wave beat into the ship, so that it was now full. But he was in the inner part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, peace, be still. Are you seeing that? Amen. Alright, if you continue with this reading, you will discover that there was somebody on the other side where they were heading to, whose destiny was depending on this movement. Alright, there was somebody. Jesus said they want to cross to the other side. But there was somebody on that other side, all right, whose journey depends on this movement. Amen. And but before they could even get there, a great wind arose. All right, and Jesus was sleeping. Can I tell you that there is no panic in heaven? Just plans. All right, nothing meets God by surprise. Amen. He has seen the play out of every event before they even started. And he has made a way of escape. That's the good news. Amen. He has made a way of what? Escape. Such that you don't have to be swept away. But all that Jesus had to do to calm the entire problem they were going through, some of them must have been thinking of how to write their will and the last things they will have to do. Oh, I didn't tell my wife, I told my mom I'll be coming back. But all that Jesus had to do was to say, peace, be still. And one peace be still was enough. I remember the story shared by Bishop David Oyedepo of the time he and his wife were in their car trying to journey somewhere for a ministration. And the car was about having an accident. Amen. And the wife was shouting, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And he said to her, keep quiet. One Jesus is enough. Hey, meaning that all that is required to calm any kind of peace, any kind of storm, is one word, peace be still. Amen. And the moment Jesus said, peace be still, he went further to do something. Look at it in verse 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? All right. And I'm led by God's Spirit to ask you, why are you fearful? Amen. Why are you fearful? You are blood bought, purchased of the precious blood of Jesus. Blood bought. Listen, we are bloody. And the blood we carry is the blood of Jesus. Amen. Something similar to this, but that was not a pandemic, happened while the Israelites were about leaving Egypt. Alright, what happened? God told them that an angel will pass. Amen. An angel will pass. And this angel only understands one language, and the language is go. Amen. So God had to tell them, you see, when this angel passed, it will, everywhere he gets to, it will kill anything firstborn of cattle, of humans, of animals. And guess what? It was going to meet them unaware. So he said, but kill a lamb according to the proportion of those in the house. All right. And then they were to take what was a type of, you know, holy communion. Hallelujah. So he said, eat it that night. Let you stand on your feet. Greet yourself like men of war. But put the strike of blood on your doorpost. And when the angel of destruction sees the blood, it will pass over. All right. The blood was a
a kind of communication. And what was the blood communicating? The blood was communicating that somebody already died here. Don't bother coming in. All right, that you've passed here before. Now listen, we carry the blood. Amen. The Bible said by stripes we were what? Healed. The chastisement of our peace were laid upon him. Meaning that, listen, anyone who has the Holy Ghost is autoimmune. When Corona comes to you, Corona will say, I've been here before. How did he get there before? When Christ was being flogged. For each stripe that was laid on him, each category of sickness was taken away. Meaning that when they come, we have already been flogged in him. When Christ died, we died in him. When he was flogged, we were flogged in him. When he rose from the dead, we rose in him. Can you lift your hands and say, I am autoimmune. I am not immunocompromised. Hallelujah. Now, old age here is not a factor. Amen. You might be 70, but with Christ in you, you have the blood of a newborn baby. Because if any man is in Christ, what is he? A new creature. Ever fresh. Glory to God. Amen. You know, it is so serious that, listen, plague is not even permitted to come around your vicinity. Hallelujah. You know, there are people that through fear, as I'm speaking right now, through fear, they're already showing all the signs and symptoms of coronavirus because of fear. All right? Because of fear. Hallelujah. And Jesus had to look at the disciples and say to them, why are you afraid? Don't be afraid when you should speak. The power of life and death is already on your tongue. All right? All you have to do is to speak peace. Can I hear somebody declare wherever you are, say, peace be still. Say it again, peace be still. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have peace on our inside. Now, listen. This is when you will know whether you are a true Christian. Job said in Job chapter number 5 that in the presence of famine, death, and destruction, thou shalt laugh. Amen. Thou shalt what? Laugh. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 2, from verse 1, the Bible said, why doth the hidden range and the king of the earth imagine vain things? They set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, come, let us break their bands and cast their cords asunder. But he that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, and he shall have them in derision. Amen. Why will he laugh? Nothing meet him suddenly. There's no panic in that realm. Glory to God. Do we have people who are seated in the heavens here? You know, he that seated in the heavens does not just describe God. It describes the man also who is seated in Christ, far above all principalities. We are seated in him. Now listen, we are in a seated state. We are in a what? Seated state. Meaning that something happens there. When we are seated in him, above this realm. So we can see the hand from the beginning. We know what is written in the script. Amen. We know what is written. Have you seen people acting before? You watched a movie and someone, you call them, while we were younger, we call one actor and we call another boss. Amen. And you know, that's the antagonist and the protagonist, you know, whichever name you want to call them. All right. So something happens. You see 20 people surround one man with guns and they are shooting at him. Pow, pow, shooting at one man. And you'll be wondering, their gun will not touch him, but when he shoots his own, it touches them. Amen. You are the one who is scared. Oh, they won't kill him. But he is full of rest because he already knows what is written in the script. That according to the script of this movie, I will see the hand of my enemy. So you are a creature. The script is what the scripture is, the script written from creature. So that when a creature comes to fasten himself to scriptures, you will see what is written from the hand. Even when you are in the moment, you know what is in the end. So if you know what is in the hand, that this plague came, but it didn't take me away. Yet in the midst of that storm, like Jesus, you will take your pillow and rest. Glory to God. So scriptures are written for creature to walk in. We know what was written. Glory to God. And guess what? The Bible said heaven and earth will pass away, but not a jot of this word will go unfulfilled. All right, meaning that all that has been written concerning me, like Jesus said, lo, I come in volume of books, as it is written of me. Hallelujah. So everything, all that has been written will come to pass. Alright? According to the script that I've discovered. You need to discover the script. Alright? Listen. If you don't discover the script, it is dangerous. Because when the enemy tries to bring something, you will not be able to defend that this is not in the script. You know, it is possible for a Christian to have a disease. It is possible for a Christian to have a situation that is not pleasant. But the moment the Christian understands, according to the script that have been revealed unto me, which is the scripture, I have seen that there is nothing, no provision was made for this. On the strength of knowledge of that script, I can receive my freedom. And this is what the Bible said when it says that you will know the truth. And the truth shall what? Make you free. The truth is what is written in the script for you as a creature. Hallelujah. You have slight headache. You're showing signs and symptoms of things. You say, according to the script that I saw, no such thing was for me. Glory to God. The devil comes to give you impression that you will have cancer. He tries to sell the idea that you'll have diabetes. He tries to sell the impression that you may die of stroke or heart complications. You need to go back to the script. I saw what God wrote. I learned it. Hallelujah. And I saw in that scripture that with long life shall he satisfy me. I saw in that scripture, with long life shall he satisfy me. I saw in Obadiah 1:17 that upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness, and the house of Jacob will possess their possession. So I saw that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous running and they are saved. I saw that even if the enemy rise like flood of water, God will come and raise his standard above them. I saw in that script that to everything the enemy is bringing, God has already prepared ahead. Glory to God. So I know powerfully what has been written for me. So I'm a creature and I carry the script for creature. Glory to God. So you see, when we operate like this, we will not call conspiracy what men call conspiracy. Amen. When men say there's a casting down, you look ahead and say, listen, all I see here is a lifting up. Amen. Why will do not look at the things that do appear? But the things that do appear are what? Temporal. Hallelujah. You know, as I'm speaking now, I'm seeing sickness to leave. I'm seeing someone with abdominal pain. Hear me. I'm seeing someone right now with abdominal pain. Abdominal pain. You're having some form of cramps. I speak that word into that pain. In the name that is above all names, it pack its load and leave now. Hallelujah. There is healing here. Glory to God. There is healing. There is healing. There is healing. You know, healing is children's bread. Healing is children's bread. All right, I got to understand the power of healing, through the written word. That I can declare the expiry date of a plague, of a sickness, of an affliction, and tell it that in the name of Jesus, pack your things and leave. Nothing alive, either breathing or not breathing, nothing available, either in this realm or in another realm, that is not designed to bow and submit to the name of Jesus. How that God has given us a name that is higher than every other name, that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. You know, one of the things season of tribulation does is that it shows to you your level of faith. Hallelujah. It shows to you your level of faith. It shows to you your level of faith. Oh, wow. Thank you. Someone just shared a testimony now that the pain is gone. Amen. Can we rejoice for that? Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Now, you know, we saw through God's word how that the physical things we are seeing were created from the invisible word of God. Are you seeing that? That the word in our lips, when we carry the word in our lips, situations respond to us like situations respond to God. Are you seeing that? When we carry the word in our lips, situations respond to us the same way situations respond to God. So the word of faith in your mouth is God talking. Amen. What do you have on your lips? God's word. Say it. That's God talking. Hallelujah. So as God's children, we can come in the season of tribulations and say, all right, hear me, thou storm. I declare in the name that is above all names, pack your load and get out. And that's the hand. I see an anointing coming on someone. I see boldness. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Now, this is a very supernatural meeting. I see boldness. For God has not given you the spirit of bondage again to fear,
but of love and of sound mind. I see boldness resting heavily on someone. There's an anointing being released from here as I speak. Thank you, Lord. Boldness in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. It is done. Hallelujah. Now, let me quickly show you another scripture. Alright, if you read the book of Isaiah, chapter number 60. Isaiah 60 from verse 1. The Bible said, arise, shine, for your light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness will cover the head, and gross darkness the people. But the light of the Lord shall be seen upon you. Now, listen, are you aware, Pastor, that you will never appreciate light if there's no darkness? You will not. I'm telling you, darkness is not a threat to light. Darkness is what reveals the beauty of light. Darkness is what reveals the beauty of light. Darkness reveals the beauty of light. The thicker the darkness, the more glorified the light is. That's the beauty. Amen. All right, listen, hear me. Darkness cannot threaten light, because the moment light comes, either naturally or spiritually, darkness leaves. The Bible said the light shines and darkness cannot withstand it. All right, so if the Bible said darkness will cover the head and gross darkness the people, what does that mean? The Bible is saying the last days is the season that the church, the beauty of the church, will be best appreciated. Yeah, because darkness will cover the head, but anyone who carries the light will be seen. Alright, that's why the prophecy came in the book of Micah, that it will come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted above all hills, and nations will come to it. Alright, for countries that the educational sectors are destroyed, what is happening? God is moving through the church to install universities. Alright, listen, we are coming to a season, it is upon us, that those universities will be as cheap or even cheaper than federal government universities. Why? Because there's going to be great supplies. Can I hear a big amen to that? Amen. There's going to be great supplies. You will see Christian-owned universities topping the list all over the world. All right. Look at the case of the pandemic currently going on. God has been using the church to donate ventilators. All right. To set up different ICU centers, to set up different things. In the midst of this thick darkness, the beauty of the church will be seen. It will come to pass that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be exalted above all hills, and nations will flow to her. Don't be confused. Alright? Just after this storm, a great harvest is coming. Alright? Jesus told me. He said, I'm revealing myself. Listen, you'll hear many testimonies of divine appearances after this storm. You hear testimonies of people who were on the sick bed that Jesus came to reveal himself to. It is happening all over the world. I was listening to the testimony of a man from Italy yesterday, and he said, Jesus breathed into my nostrils. I would have died. Is that not amazing? Men will catch the light of God. The last days is the season of darkness. Hear that. All right. The devil knows that his time is short. He will be attempting to fight his last fight. Who will not tell me that what is happening now? The devil was trying to give the head final knockout punch. Yeah. He was trying to knock out the head. He wants to knock humanity out. But we have a God. The Bible said, as the mountain is round about Jerusalem, so is this God round about them that do his will. Amen. It will not come to pass. Glory to God. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying here? The devil wants to knock humanity out. But the darkness that is currently shown all over the world is to our own advantage. We need to learn how to maximize tribulation. This is the season for you to show that we have a God who is a supernatural God. This is a season for you to show love to that neighbor who has been thinking that you don't love her and you don't love their family. This is a season to show that you are there. Hallelujah. This is a season for us to evangelize the more. The whole world is currently looking for answers, and they will turn to anyone with the answer. Amen. And that's why it is important that you don't make the mistake of thinking that God brought this upon the children. You need to understand that God wants us out of it more than we want to be out of it. And we're going to come out of this sooner than expected. Can I hear a big amen to that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, God already had a plan. Are you seeing this? That in the season that the devil is releasing his toughest, the strongest weapon in his arsenal, God is releasing his own strongest men. Amen. So in the last days, men are not disadvantaged. Ah, no. Amen. If you are here and you are part of those advancing the kingdom, it means God is really, you are part of those that God has prepared. He reserves the last for the best. Yeah. Listen, you are capable. You will navigate through. I'm telling you. Listen, we are surrounded by so much, a great cloud of witnesses. We have men who had operated, you know, before us, who are standing in the grandstand now, currently looking at us. Angels are gathered with their hands folded and watching how these men are navigating through the storm. I can see this prophetically in the spirit realm. I can see men like Egin. I can see men like Papa Idaosa. I can see men like Babalola standing. The Bible said these ones will not be made perfect without us. So they are watching. And guess what? These were the days they longed to see, but couldn't see. So even angels are learning from us now. And they are standing in the grandstand and watching the way we are fighting. Hallelujah. We are the army that the entire creation has been waiting for. We are the one that has been waiting for to declare our sonship. And that's why Don Mwem sang that though we are few, we are surrounded by many who have crossed this river before. This is a song that will forever be singing. Holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we hold our hands out and say, Father, thank you for these days and time. We are not disadvantaged though. We are not. Oh, Jesus. We are not disadvantaged. No, we are not. Christ in us is the advantage. We are not disadvantaged. Amen. Look at it. Look at the body of Christ. If you look at the number of great men that we have operating at once, there's never been anything like this. Are you get what I'm saying? There's never been anything like this. Great people all over, mighty men all over. All right, some days ago, Pastor Chris Oyakilome and Benny Hinn, all right, held a prayer meeting called Global Prayer Meeting, and there were over 3 billion people watching worldwide. And guess what? As they were praying, the anointing came strongly in my room. I could feel the power. There's never been anything like this army before. This was the army spoken of in the book of Joel. But guess what? There is another army coming after this one. Hayaka Labatia. Hey, there is another army coming. These ones are currently watching now. Listen, you know, these ones are watching. They are seeing how the fathers are navigating through this storm. Because a greater storm is coming, but these men will be up to the task. What God does is that He prepares His men before the storm, so that when the storm comes, both God and His men are not under pressure. He prepares His men ahead of the storm. The Bible said when the enemy comes like a flood of water, God raised a standard above the enemy. So what is the standard He raised? Sons. We are the ones that the creation depends upon. Glory to God. There's another army coming. They are currently being prepared, being nourished. Listen, what is happening now is giving them boldness. Aha. Mekosiata. You know, there's something I don't fear in my life. I don't fear financial problems. No. I've seen God make way for me. I've come to the end of my rope several times financially, and I saw without talking to any human, God made a way. You get what I'm saying? And I don't fear that issue. Now, listen. People are learning faith through this. There's an army that is watching. Ha, Yakopa. You get what I'm saying? They will no longer fear what the enemy brings. They will no longer be afraid. Glory to God. In the book of Matthew 24 verse 12, one of the signs of tribulation is that the Bible said iniquity will abound and the love of many will wax cold. Amen. The love of many will wax cold. That is Matthew 24 verse 12.
But if you are a good student of the Bible, Jesus never stopped there. He went further in Matthew 25 to give a parable of some 10 virgins. They were waiting for the groom to come. But before the groom could show up, the Bible said at night they were all tired and they slept. That is the typology of the love of many waxing cold. While they slept, a shout came at midnight saying, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." So in the season that should have been the season of coldness, God said also that that season will be the season of revival, so that those who ought to be sleeping will be awake fighting. So coldness is not the trait of we in the last days. Revival is the trait. But we hear the voice saying consistently, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh." Hallelujah. So we will not sleep. Our love is not waxing cold. No. Our love is growing stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. You know, people are thinking that all over the world, this is going to weaken Christianity. But we have come to see that each time affliction comes, a new set of people arises. Glory to God. The church advanced in the days of Paul. We know when great tribulation was upon them. And they were preaching in tents, in houses, on, you know, on the mountain tops, on ships, and in many things. Nothing can stop us from the love of God. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Are you seeing this? Our love is not going to wax cold. You know, I've been so amazed. And I want to bless God for every ministers of God all over the world right now. Look at the love people have for the people. There's been so much accusation. There's been so much accusation on ministers that ministers are lovers of money. All right, look at the way pastors are doing everything possible to connect with members. All right, on Facebook, on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Instagram Live, doing everything possible to make sure that men are carried along. Can we just lift our hands and bless God for pastors all over the world? Just bless God for pastors. And these men are doing great jobs. Hallelujah. Some have been ticking around the clock, praying, interceding for members, sending supplies and encouragement. Glory to God. You know, I saw a church, I think in Texas. It was called the Drive-In Church. Amen. The Drive-In Church. Alright, the pastor, you know, they had a bus. The bus was displaying, you know, scriptures and all those things, and speakers and all those things. All those buses for crusade. Hallelujah. And members came with their cars. They all sat in their cars. Social distancing, we call it. Amen. And while they sat in their cars, the pastor will say, "Shout hallelujah," and they will press the honk. Meaning that nothing can separate this body. Hey, abate. Nothing. Glory to God. Do we not have people here connecting life? Meaning that whether storm, whether river, fire, or anything, we will navigate through. There is a love in our heart burning to be with this master. Hey, Makatia. The world is watching, oh, that these men, there is nothing you can do to stop them. Even the devil is surprised. Hey, Mako Shadaba. Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Let me say this to you. We are not disadvantaged. We have the life in us. We have joy of the Spirit. We have joy of the Spirit. We have joy of the Spirit. We are not disadvantaged. We are not confused. Hold out your hands. Say, "I'm not afraid." I'm not afraid. For God has not given me the spirit of bondage again to fear, but of love and of sound mind. Amen. Guess what? Many people all over the world are turning to call on the name of Jesus. I saw one prime minister, I've forgotten the country, and when the old thing became so much, he lifted his voice and cried and said, "God, save us." Humanity is learning to turn to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me say this to you. There is a great revival coming. Don't be surprised. I've been emphasizing on this for a while. A great revival is coming. 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 Nothing will stop this move. Amen. We may have social distancing, but we don't have spiritual distancing. That's the good news. There might be social distancing, but we don't have spiritual distancing. Now we are even closer than ever. Glory to God. Let me tell you what to do during a season like this. Maximize it. Amen. Maximize it. Do the things you would have always wanted to do. Spend more time knowing what has been written for you in the script. This is a dangerous time for anyone to be a child. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Refuse to be a child spiritually. Paul, speaking to Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, says that it will come, for the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seductive spirit and doctrine of devils, forbidding themselves to marry and commanding themselves to abstain from meat. Amen. So in the latter times, there's going to be so much, you know, confusion. But in that latter time is also our own season of light. Now, one of the great mistakes we make as the church sometimes is that we misinterpret prophecies. Sometimes the things that are said will be happening in the last days that you are holding on to, they are the ones that should be happening in the world. So it is important that we know the things that will be happening in the church. Don't hold on to the things that will be happening in the world, in the church, as though they are the things that will be happening in the church. There's going to be earthquake. There's going to be famine. There's going to be pestilence everywhere in the world. But the Bible told us in Psalms 91, it is not the truth until there are two or three witnesses. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It is not the truth until there are two or three witnesses. You know, I love that scripture. Very powerful. Reveal the counsel of God, the things you are to hold on to. Hallelujah. You know, I want you to turn there. Very, very, very interesting scripture for this season. And I've seen men write it everywhere. I think the revelation is now stronger than ever. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from noisome pestilence. Now, what is noisome pestilence? It is pandemic that comes with noise. It is a disease that comes with noise. Why noisome pestilence? The noise there is to create fear. You know what I'm saying? Noise first, fear, then fear opens the door to do what the enemy has always wanted to do. But the Bible said concerning us, He will deliver thee from noisome pestilence. You know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. If you think this season is the season of spiritual coldness, you will be cold. If you think this season is season for you to have pestilence, you may have it. But it is important we know what the script has said concerning us who are in Christ Jesus. Now look at it. Let's continue. Let me jump quickly for verse 4. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. You will not be afraid. Put your hands on your chest and say, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. Amen. I am not afraid. Why? I know Him that I've believed. Glory to God. I'm not afraid. God has not given me the spirit of bondage against fear. I have the spirit of love. I have sound mind. Hallelujah. Now look at verse 7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you. Case closed. Hey, if the scripture says it will not come near, it means it can't smell you. Why? There is a speaking blood. There is a speaking blood. We have the speaking blood of Jesus. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. The blood that speaketh what? Better things. What does it speak? Better things. Somebody say better things. Better things. And the blood of Abel. This blood speaks mercy. Speaks mercy. Where judgment ought to speak, the blood speaks mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, let me tell you the reason why you can't die. Listen, you are going nowhere. I'm speaking to that fellow here, and the devil has been threatening you with the thought of death. Currently now, this fellow, you have the right side of your chest. There's a mild pain there. There's a mild pain in the right side of your chest, and you have mild irritation in your throat. Now, you can't die. Let me tell you why. In the book of Revelation 1 verse 18, Jesus speaking, they say, I'm Alpha and Omega. Huh? I am Alpha, Omega, the one who was, who is, and is to come. And said, behold, I have the key of hell and of death. Hey, Jesus did not just throw away principalities. He collected the key of death. All right? Meaning that, what does that mean? What does that mean? That you can choose when to go. Paul said, I'm in between two figs, whether to go or to be with you here. Amen. He said, if I should go, it brings me more profit. But if I should be with you, it brings you profit. So I will stay. Now, meaning that Christians can discourse. In fact, let me say, this is a very strong meat. Alright, it may be hard for you to swallow. You can choose never to go. It's called immortality. Yeah. You can choose never to go. You know, we're going to move into a season where we'll begin to discuss deep things like victory over time, like victory over death. It's real. Amen. Glory to God. We're coming there. You can choose not to. We are coming to a season that the church will be ready for deep things. We'll be eating deep things. We'll no longer be treading in shallow waters. Kalaba theater. The word of the God will be released. Listen. Let me give you one word. Don't be quick to call anything heresy in these days. Verify them with the truth. Because the church will be coming into deep things you are not familiar with. We'll be treading beyond familiar zones. There are provisions made for sons, but you don't even know. You know, I have experiences in God that is difficult to share yet because of the level of confirmation of the church. People are not ready to receive. But guess what? We're going to be dragging men into those realities. You'll be dragged. You'll be shown the essence of the reality of God, that these things are real. You get what I'm saying now? Enoch was not a man in our dispensation, but he chose never to die. And a time came, he was not, for God took him. Elijah did not have the Holy Ghost, but a chariot of fire to come carry him. Meaning that there are possibilities outside what you know. There are possibilities. Jesus was speaking to John. You get what I'm saying? He said, you know, I can choose that there is one amongst you here, and I can choose that they will never see death till I come. He said that. Amen. And for a test, they picked this man called John, and they took him into something, you know, a oil that was so hot. They took him there and threw him inside hot oil to fry him alive. He came out on hot. He had entered into immortality. They had to go and cast him on an island called the island of Patmos. Caretaker. Till today, no one knows what has happened to him. No one knows. Alright, people have tried to trace archaeologically the island of Patmos. Go check. Has he been washed up? Did he die? Was he buried there? And guess what? There's been no archaeological finding. You may not understand. There are realms deeper. There are deeper realities. Don't choose to stay around shallow waters. There are deeper realms, so amen. But guess what? There's going to be a shift in the church. And men will be ready for deep things. I told you, one of such deeper realms is victory over time. Alright, let me share an experience with you. I was rushing from Akure to Ife for a meeting. You get what I'm saying? And we were in the car. And I looked to my right hand side and I saw 56 kilometer to Elisha. I saw it, 56 kilometer to Elisha. So I bowed my head to receive a call from one of my pastors and say hello to him. And then we wanted to discuss some things. The call lasted for about 3 minutes. As I lifted up my head again on the road, and I saw 5 kilometers to Elisha. All right, what happened? 51 kilometers has been reduced from the journey. These experiences are real. You see, and there are many of us around town that have entered into other experiences, deeper ones, that we are not sharing yet because we are not yet ready. But guess what? By the help of the Spirit, you are ready now. Hold out your hand, say, I'm ready. I'm ready for strong meat, strong realities. The church is going to enter into possibilities. Strong possibilities. Amen. Strong what? Possibilities. You will see things happening. And you'll be wondering, what has happened to men? Glory to God. Men will be granted encounter with Jesus. You know, Jesus is real. I know he's real because I have seen him as he is. I have seen him. He has allowed me to see him as he is on several occasions. He has allowed me to see him as he is. So when I hear people say Jesus is real, I'm not saying it by faith. I'm saying by revelation. I have seen him. Glory to God. Many will be entering into encounters with Jesus. Amen. You know, there is a dispensation that came, which was the dispensation of the word. That dispensation came so men can be fortified to know how to navigate their path in the supernatural. Glory to God. But after that dispensation, there's another dispensation coming. Which is the mysterious dispensation. It is the dispensation of open doors. Doors will be wide open for men to have access into the things of God, into realities and possibilities. Glory to God. And guess what? They will be guided through scriptures because their foundation have been well laid. They will not be afraid of the things that God has provided for us. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, strange things will be happening in prayer meetings all over the world. Strange things. Like the days of Pullman, you see men being covered. You may see men levitating. Don't be afraid. Hold on. It's our possibility. Hey, Yabakaya. Glory to God. Let the church get set for strong things, man. Strong things are coming. Strong things are coming. The days are upon us. Strong things are coming. Strong things are coming. Hallelujah. Hold out your hands as I'm going to pray for you now. You'll tell God, open the eyes of my heart that I may see you. Open the eyes of my understanding.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. Open my eyes. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Open the eyes of my understanding. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Listen, I want to speak prophetically to somebody. The Lord said to tell you, be flexible. Be flexible. Be flexible. Don't box the Holy Spirit to a corner. Be flexible. Allow Him. Let Him take you into deeper waters. Be flexible. Amen. Be flexible. Alright, listen. Be flexible. Be flexible. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. The things happening in your life are not strange. They are realities of sons. You are the one thinking they are strange because you are new to them. Allow God. Let Him hold you by the hand and bring you into possibilities that surround Him. There are many realities that surround a man that is in Christ. But if you are not flexible, you may never see them. Glory to God. I commend you to God's grace. I commend you to God. I decree and declare over you, you are blessed. You are lifted, strengthened, encouraged in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Has somebody been blessed this morning? The church cannot be limited. Glory to God. Amen. By the grace of God, I've been running different series on, you know, online radio platforms, running different series, teaching different messages. Amen. You can download them on the message platforms. I had a platform we just opened recently for men. We call it Men Like Daniel. Amen. And then for ladies, Abigail Generation. Amen. So you can join those platforms. Join them in the blessed. And the platform for men is to teach men to become real men. And for women is to raise a new prophetic generation of women that will operate in wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we've been having strong teachings. If you are part of any of those platforms and you've been blessed, hold out your hands. Let me see. Wave. Just let me see. Make a comment so we can see. The links have been dropped in previous platforms. So join in. Amen. Be blessed. Whether married or unmarried, the wisdom there can transform your life. Glory to God. Amen. God bless you. Each time we are online again with online radio, be a part of it. Be blessed. Some of the pastors will drop the accounts of the church. You can give your offering. You can give your tithe. Let the world criticize as they want to. We give to God because we love Him and because we are responsible. Amen. But that is not the reason why we are preaching. We are doing this because we love God. Amen. So we do that joyfully and wholeheartedly. Glory to God. So God bless you. Be blessed. We see you again when we are live online. The announcement will be made. God bless you. I want to bless you from everywhere you are joining. I'm seeing Mr. Chigo Zim joining from Dubai. I'm seeing people from different countries. And I'm excited to have you online with me this morning. So God bless you. And do have a very beautiful Sunday. Our service ends by 10. And this is 9:52. Amen. So if you have been blessed, you have a testimony from this meeting, you can comment your testimonies, share them with us. We want to hear from you. Anyone with any form of sickness, I decree and declare those sicknesses leave right now. Under the sound of this voice, pack your load and get out in the name of Jesus. Pack your load and get out in the name of Jesus. Anyone with fear, I speak to that young lady with fear. Fear of the unknown. Get out in the name of Jesus. Listen to that young man. That job is coming. Provisions will be made. You will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. I call you blessed. Your family will experience peace. You will navigate through this season well in the name of Jesus.
God bless you. I'm so honored to host you this morning. I feel so honored, so blessed, so privileged. Amen. Glory to God. God bless everyone.
True transformation is evident for doers and not just hearers of the word. Be a doer of these words of transformation.
To reach us, send an email to femilazarus326@gmail.com. Stay blessed.